The main text for today is Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
今天我们要读的
主要的经文是来自箴言九章十节。敬畏Yahweh是智慧的开端，认识至圣者就是洞见。
The topic is knowledge and insight.
的主题就是知识和洞见。
It is important to become a focused person.
我们每一个人都要成为一个很专注的人，因为这样是很重要的。
We should study hard to learn knowledge, read, but above all, to gain insight from what we learn.
我们应该勤力的学习去学知识，同埋多阅读。而更重要的就是从我们学的知识里面拿到洞见。
It is very important to learn a foreign language, not just to touch on the language at the school, but master a foreign language to a point when you can speak it.
学一种新的语言是很重要的，不是只是单单在学校碰一碰就算数，而是学一种外语到一个程度你能够很流利地说。
We saw together the importance of travel if you can.
如果能够的话，多点去旅游，因为是很重要的。
Travel is an excellent way of gaining knowledge. Better still, travel with insight. Broaden your horizon.
旅游是一种得知识的很好的很重要的途径，但更重要的就是你旅游的时候有洞见，有观察力来扩阔你的视野。
But above all, we should gain knowledge of Yahweh God. We need to gain insight into his mind.
而更重要的就是去认识关于 Yahweh 神自己的知识了。我们要洞悉得到 Yahweh 神的思想，
We need to gain insight into God's plan for mankind.
能够洞悉得到神对人类的计划。
So travel if you can.
如果你能够的话，就去旅游。
Meet local people. If you have English or a foreign language, talk to the local people.
去接触当地人。如果你识另一种外语的话，你就仲可以同当地的人讲话。
So I have addressed students, and now I address the church.
剛才呢特別跟學生、少年人說，現在我跟每一位說。
In the new school term, let us apply ourselves to learn the Bible. We need to increase in Bible knowledge.
一個學期的新開始的時候，我們要增加我們對聖經的知識。
When I use the word knowledge, I mean the way that the Bible means it. Not purely academic knowledge of the Bible, but to gain insight into God's mind.
但当我讲到话知识的时候，我意思是不是只是头脑上、学术上对圣经的知识，而是通过学到圣经的知识之后，能够洞悉到神的心意。
In particular, to gain insight into God's plan for mankind.
也能够洞悉得到神对人类的计划。
Maybe in church, in the new year, we can also do something different together. Together, we can watch quality films.
或者在教会里面，在新的一年，我们都可以做一些不同的事情。譬如我们可以一起去看一些好的电影。
Olive and I are film lovers, but we are very selective about the films we see.
我们两个人是爱好电影者，但我们选什么电影来看都很阉尖的。
Given a quality film, we can discuss the film together and learn many things. Ordinary, mediocre commercial film, you can learn next to nothing.
因为看到一部好的电影，我们是可以从中学到很多东西。相反，一些中庸的电影，几乎你学不到什么。
This reminds me of my dear mother who passed away 10 years ago.
这样令我想起我自己的母亲，她大概十年前去世。
My mother was born during the Sino-Japanese War. In wartime, my mother did not have opportunity to study. You may say my mother, like some of us, were not educated, unlearned.
我妈妈是在抗日战争的时候出世的。我妈妈好像很多人都一样，是没有机会读书。
But my mother was an exceptional, lively, and knowledgeable elderly lady.
我妈妈是一个很特别、与众不同的一个有知识的一个人。
How did a woman who never received an education became so knowledgeable and fashionable also?
为什么一个人从来没有接受过教育，但是她又有知识呢？并且很新潮的。
Young people love to talk to my mother.
年轻人呢，也是喜欢跟我妈妈聊天。
Well, She learned many things through watching quality films.
戰爭之後呢，佢有機會學嘢，其中咧就係佢中意睇一啲好嘅電影。
She was a chatty old lady.
佢係一個好健談嘅一個女士。
So even though you might not have opportunity to study at school, but you can still learn many precious things by watching good films.
所以咧，可能你係冇機會讀書，但你仍然可以通過睇好嘅電影去學好多嘢嘅。
So I suggest that maybe as a church we can watch quality films together and discuss about it.
所以咧，我係建議咧，教會可以一齊去睇一啲好嘅電影，同埋咧去討論一下。
Ignorance is a very bad thing. When you have the opportunity and you don't want to learn, that is even worse.
無知咧係有害嘅。如果你有機會去學嘢，但係你唔去學咧，就更糟糕。
Ignorance is poverty. Ignorance makes you narrow-minded. You have no common topic to talk to people.
無知咧係貧窮。因為無知你會令到你心胸狹窄，你同人傾偈係冇乜話題。
Suppose you meet a stranger, you want to find a topic to open the conversation.
假設咧，你遇上一個陌生人，咁你想同佢交朋友，你要打開一啲話題啊。
You know nothing about geography, history, languages, science.
咁你對地理如果又冇認識，歷史又唔識，語言又唔懂，科學又唔識。
You know nothing about human nature.
人嘅本性你又唔懂。
You know nothing about films and music, paintings.
電影啊，音樂啊，又唔識畫啊，又唔識。
What topic have you got to talk to people about?
咁究竟你有咩話題要同人傾呢？
So you become a very narrow-minded person.
所以你就會變成一個思想狹窄嘅人。
Worse still, you misunderstand people.
更弊嘅咧就係你甚至可能會誤會。
And you may even discriminate against others.
甚至咧會歧視別人。
The way to overcome prejudice is through knowledge with insight.
如果要克服偏見咧，方法就係要學知識，同埋要有洞見。
To not have much money doesn't make a person poor, you know.
如果你唔係咁有錢嘅話，都唔會令到你好貧窮嘅。
Olive and I haven't got a lot of money in our bank account, but do I look to you a very poor person?
咁我相信你都知我哋兩個人咧都冇乜錢嘅，但係我表現出嚟，你係咪覺得我係好窮咧
？Do I lack many things in life, or do I look to you as a person who has been enriched and that I'm living life to the full day by day?
你會唔會覺得我係缺少好多嘅嘢呢？還是咧，你覺得我每日都活得非常嘅豐富
？Is it because I have a lot of money？
係咪因為我有好多錢
？Is it because I have a big house to enjoy？
還是我有間大屋咧
？Is it because I have knowledge and insight from God？
係因為咧，我有知識同埋我有屬神嘅嗰種洞察力。
So I say again, ignorance is very bad。
所以我再重新講一次啦，無知係有害嘅。
And if the church of God is ignorant, it's worse.
如果神嘅教會係無知嘅話，就非常壞啦。
To gain God's insight into things, people can become rich.
如果我哋能夠洞悉到神嘅事情咧，我哋就會富足。
The second text for today is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 11 and verse 33.
今日我哋要讀嘅第二篇聖經咧，就喺羅馬書。
Romans chapter 11 and verse 33.
羅馬書十一章三十三節。
All the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
甚哉，神豐富嘅智慧和知識，他的判斷何其難測，他的蹤跡何其難尋。
Yahweh God Himself has limitless knowledge. There is nothing that God doesn't understand. There is no problem that He cannot solve.
神本身啊，有無限嘅、豐富嘅智慧同埋知識。神冇乜嘢係唔明白嘅，所以亦都冇咩難題係難得過佢。
So ignorance would mean that you will find it very hard to solve problems of life.
但係一個無知嘅人咧，就會發覺好難去解決事情嘅。
But then when the Bible talks about knowledge, it talks about a special type of knowledge, a kind of knowledge that is not separated with life quality.
但係當聖經講到知識嘅時候，佢係講緊特別嘅知識。呢一種知識咧，係同人品德嘅內涵係分唔開。
Let us turn to the First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 and 2.
請大家翻去哥林多前書十三章一至二節。
First Corinthians chapter 13, 1 and 2.
哥林多前書十三章一至二節。
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
我現今把最妙的道指示你們，我若能說萬人的方言，並天使的話語，卻沒有愛，我就成了鳴的鑼、響的拔一般。我若有先知講道之能，也明白各樣的奧秘、各樣的知識，而且有傳備的信，叫我能夠移山，卻沒有愛，我就算不得什麼。
In the Bible, knowledge of God is never separated from love.
在神里面的知识呢，是和爱心是分不开的。
When I speak about knowledge and insight today, I do not mean you aim to become smart and intelligent. I mean that we should gain the knowledge of the Holy One and His insight.
当我讲到知识和洞见呢，我的意思不是你要变得很醒目、很聪明。我的意思是，我们必须是要得到至聖的神那種的對事情的明白，那種的洞見。
Because without love, to seek knowledge makes you proud. But with love, knowledge makes a person humble.
如果你是一個沒有愛心的人，你只是追求知識的話，知識是會令到你驕傲。但是很奇妙的，一個有愛心的人去學知識的時候，知識會反而令到你越來越謙虛的。
When you know something on a superficial level,And those around you do not know what you know, then you tend to feel you are better than others. Only with love, knowledge makes a person humble. Because the more a person knows, the more he realizes he doesn't know.
如果你學嘢學到表面嘅啫，但你亦都留意到咧，你周圍嘅人識得嘅嘢比你仲少，你就會好容易變得自高自大啦。你覺得自己咧比別人好。唯有有愛心的人，知識才會令到這個人謙卑，因為這個人越學就越發覺自己不懂的。
So if you are a proud person, it's enough to prove that your level of knowledge and insight is only very superficial.
所以如果你是一個驕傲的人，由此就證明得到你的知識的水平其實是很低的。
Have you met someone who is very knowledgeable and yet profoundly humble?
你有沒有遇過一些人，他是很有知識、很厲害的，但是他又很謙虛。
An elderly scholar or a humble top scientist.
譬如是一個年長的學者，或者是一個做得很高的這個科學家，但是很謙卑的科學家。
It reminds me of my dear teacher, Pastor Eric Zhang, was highly educated, highly intelligent.
令到我想起我自己的老師，張曉和牧師是受過高等教育的人，是極度的聰明的。
He spoke Chinese, perfect English, and he was fluent in German, and yet he was a man of great love and humility.
他講中文啦，講好好的英文啦，還有識德文啦，但是他都仍然是可以做到非常謙卑的一個人。
I think of the German theologian we met, Karl Joseph Kuschel, asked me to tell him my story and asked me about the history of our church.
我們在歐洲拜訪的一個德國的神學家 Karl Joseph Kuschel, 他請我將我的故事告訴他聽，他亦都問到我們這間教會的底細。
When I finished my story, he looked at us and said, I can see you are deeply spiritual people, both of you.I am too intellectual, just too intellectual.
当我讲完晒之后，佢就望住我哋会话：我能够睇得出你哋系有深度嘅属灵人，你哋两个都系。跟住佢就继续讲，而我咧，我就太知识性啦。
Now what he said about us, I cannot agree.
嗱，佢咁样讲我哋咧，我就唔系同意嘅。
I'm quoting his words today, not to say that I agree with what he says.I quote him to show what a humble man Carl Joseph is.
將佢嘅説話照搬出嚟咧，意思唔係話我就同意佢咁講。我複述佢嘅説話咧，我只係想講呢一位神學家係幾咁嘅謙。
Carl Joseph Kuschel is a world-class theologian today, and yet he said to the two of us, compared with you, I am just too intellectual.
佢係一個世界級頂尖嘅神學家嚟嘅。 但佢竟然對我哋呢兩個無名小卒咧就講：你哋兩個咧真係一個熟齡人，而我咧只不過係一個充滿知識嘅知識分子嘅啫。
With love, with God and insight from God, knowledge can make you very humble。
但係有神嘅話，亦都有神俾你嘅洞見嘅話，知識係可以令到你非常嘅謙卑。
So, dear children, and all of us, today's message is aimed to make you humble and loving people. And the pathway is to gain knowledge and God's insight into things.
所以我親愛嘅孩子同埋每一位，今日嘅信息係希望大家係學謙卑同埋有愛心嘅人。個方法就係認識神，要去嗰度得到洞見。
Insight into God's mind is very important if a church wants to grow towards maturity. The knowledge of the Holy One is essential.
假如我哋嘅教会系想大成熟嘅话，去认识至圣者，我哋去对神嘅认识有增长系好重要嘅。
Let us turn to our next scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8.
我哋翻下一篇圣经，彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 8.
彼得后书第一章五至八节。
Verse 5. For this very reason also, applying all diligence, supplement faith with moral excellence, and supplement moral excellence with knowledge, and supplement knowledge with self-control.Supplement self-control with perseverance, and supplement perseverance with godliness, and supplement godliness with brotherly affection, and then finally supplement brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
5-8正因这缘故，你们要分外地殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上虔敬；有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
The Bible is extremely down to earth. Here, the Bible gives us a pathway for church growth. It doesn't tell us how to grow in numbers, but how to grow in life.
圣经咧系非常直接嘅。呢度咧，圣经就俾咗我哋教会要成长嘅话嘅一条路。我冇教我哋咧点样去人数增多，而系咧点样喺生命上增进、长大。
There is a starting point, the destination.
有一个起点，亦都有一个目的地。
The destination is love. The starting point is faith, and in the middle is knowledge.
起点咧就系信心，终点呢个目的地咧就系爱心，而中间咧就系知识。
So the church of God starts from faith. The destination is love.But knowledge is the pathway towards a destination.
所以神嘅教会咧，以信心为起点，终点咧系爱心。但系迈向呢个终点嗰条路咧，就系知识。
Having started on the foundation of faith, we must supplement faith with other vitamins.
信心嚟开始之后，系要喺个信心之上要去补啊，补嗰啲营养。
But what is faith?
咁信心系乜嘢呢？
Faith means one has believed in God and trust in God. And on the basis of trust in God, one obeys God's word. And then one makes a commitment to following God. So the person applies for baptism. So all of these, belief, trust, obedience, commitment, baptism, are contained in the word faith.
信心呢，就是一个人呢，相信了神，同埋去信靠神。信靠做一个基础之后呢，就是对神的顺服，然后呢，这个人呢，就会愿意忠心地许下承诺呢，是将自己一生交给神，所以这个人呢，就会去报名洗礼。所以信心的包含的呢，就是信任啦、信靠啦、顺服啦、洗礼啦。
But now on the basis of faith after baptism, A church must supplement faith with good moral conduct.
咁喺洗礼之后，呢个信心之上咧，必须喺信心之上咧，要加上德行。
Then the third item is knowledge. The knowledge of the Holy One and insight into God's mind.
第三样咧就系知识，系对至圣者嘅认识。同埋要明白到佢神嘅心意。
So if a church wants to grow, a church must increase in knowledge of the Bible.
如果一间教会要去成长嘅话，呢间教会必须要去认识圣经。
The church must increase in insight about God and about God's plan for mankind. 呢间
教会咧必须系要对神系有洞见、有洞察力。
And as the church pursues more knowledge of God, there must be self-control.
当呢间教会对神嘅知识越嚟越多嘅时候，佢必须要加上节制。
Because study of God is a lifetime, it's a lifelong. It takes patience and endurance. It takes a lot of concentration. And without self-control, you would abandon the pursuit middle of the way.
因为神嘅事情咧，系一生都要学，系需要好多嘅耐性、忍耐，要需要好多嘅专注。如果冇节制嘅话，冇自制力嘅话，你咧或者系会半途而废。
Just look at me, the concentration, the unceasing desire to know God more. And just look at my discipline. But I'm disciplined because I have self-control.
你睇下我，我嗰个专注嘅情，就系嗰个不停嘅想去认识神多啲。你睇下我纪律嘅生活，我有纪律系因为我有节制。
And then on the basis of self-control, we must add endurance, patience.
而節制以上之上咧，仲要加忍耐、耐性咯。
And on top of self-control and endurance, add godliness.
忍耐之上咧，仲要加虔敬。
But what does godliness mean?
咁虔敬係咩意思呢？
This word comes from a Hebrew concept. When the Jew used the word godliness, it refers to prayer or worship for God or man's love for God.
虔敬呢个字咧，系嚟自一个希伯来语嘅背景。犹太人用到呢个虔敬呢个字嘅时候咧，佢哋讲紧咧祷，或者咧系对神嘅敬拜，或者咧系人对神嘅爱。
When the Jew used the word righteousness, it refers to inter-human relationships.
当一个犹太人讲到义公义嘅时候咧，佢嘅意思系讲紧人同人之间嘅关系。
So godliness refers to the vertical relationship between God and man.And righteousness refers to the horizontal relationship between man.
所以虔敬是讲到人和神这条直线的关系，而公义呢是讲到人和人平半之间的关系。
So now, on the basis of faith, goodness, knowledge and insight, self-control, endurance, now add prayer and worship.
所以咧，我哋开始以信心做起点，在呢个基础上加上好嘅德行、知识同埋洞见啦，还有节制，加上忍耐，而跟住就要加上去祈祷同埋敬拜。
And on this basis, a church will have brotherly affection for one another.
喺呢个基础上，呢间教会咧先至会有彼此爱弟兄姊妹嘅心。
And finally, the destination, love.
最后就去到这个终点爱心。
What is the difference between love and brotherly affection?
咁爱心啊，同爱弟兄的心有咩分别呢？
Brotherly affection refers to the love within the church community.
爱弟兄的心，这个是指到教会内部的亲爱的关系。
But love refers to love towards outsiders.
而爱心咧，系讲紧同教会以外嘅人相处嘅时候嘅关系。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 15.
咁我哋翻翻去以弗所书第一章。
In the passage we just read in 2 Peter, we see how knowledge and insight is important for growth. And now to follow up on that, we turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
咁我哋睇到咧，知識同埋洞見咧，對於一個人嘅成長、教會嘅成長係幾咁嘅重要。跟進呢一點咧，就係我哋而家翻去以弗所書第一章十五節。
From verse 15, we read on to verse 19.
十五至十九節。
Verse 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. So Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus, saying they have faith, and then they also have love among themselves, the brotherly affection. Now verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers.
15节。因此我既听见你们顺从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。咁咧，呢度咧就系讲到使徒保罗咧，佢写信俾嗰度嘅圣徒，讲到咧系亲爱嘅众圣徒，佢哋咧有信心啦，另外咧亦都有信徒彼此之间嘅亲爱。读十六节，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
And from verse 17, Paul describes how he prays for the church, and that also means in what direction the church must grow.
第十七節開始咧，保羅就講到佢係點樣為教會祈禱呢？亦都即係話咧，咁教會嘅成長嘅方向應該朝住咩方向
？So let's pay attention to verse 17 and 18.
請留意十七、十八節。
So that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom, that is insight, and of revelation in the knowledge of God.
求我們主耶穌基督的神，榮耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。他呢个字咧，意思系神。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
I therefore pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance among the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So here we see again the importance of knowledge of the Holy One。
所以呢度我哋再一次睇到对神至圣者有一个认识系几咁重要。
For a church to grow towards maturity, insight into God's plan is very important。
要俾整体教会成长嘅话呢？咁對神
對人類嘅計劃
有一個認識咧，係非常重要。
Now, to conclude today's lesson, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
咁我哋時間已經過得好快，要結束今次嘅講道咧，我哋翻去第四章十三節。
Let me read to you from verse 11 all the way to 13.
我從十一節讀起，十一節至十三節。
You see again the pathway for a church to grow.
你会在这段圣经里面再一次看到教会成长的路线图。
Verse 11. And Jesus Christ gave some apostles, some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers in the church.
十一节，他即是耶稣基督，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So,The risen Jesus Christ has given to the church many people with talents, including pastors and teachers.
所以復活的耶穌基督，他賜了給教會每一位有不同的天分，包括是牧師和教師。
The purpose is explained in verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the service of God, to the building up of the body of Christ.
目的就是十二節講了，為要成全聖徒各盡其職，建立基督的身體。
And finally, verse 13.
而最後十三節。
Until, that is, until we reach the destination, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the maturity that belongs to Jesus Christ.
十三節，直等到，即係直等到我哋達到終點，直等到我們眾人在真道上同歸於一。认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Again, we see, in order that the church to grow towards maturity, knowledge of Jesus Christ is very important.
我哋又再一次睇到啦，整体教会要成长嘅话，对耶稣嘅知识系非常嘅重要。
Now I come to the end of today's lesson. What shall I say in conclusion?Today we've learned about the importance of knowledge and insight.
今日我讲到要结束啦。喺我结束嘅时候，我应该点讲呢？今日咧，我哋学到知识同埋洞见嘅重要性。
In order to learn well, you need concentration. You need to be focused people. If you're distracted, it's very bad for you.
如果你要好好咁學習嘅話，你必須要專注。你需要係一個好專注、專心嘅人。如果你係分咗心嘅話，咁對你係有害嘅。
You also need patience and endurance.
我哋都需要忍耐同埋耐性。
Yes, you need self-control.
同埋咧節制，節制。
Let us resolve to spend less time on mobile phones.
讓我哋咧唔好玩咁多手機啦。
At school, be focused. Study hard.
翻到學校咧要專注，努力讀書。
Learn hard.
努力學習。
Play hard.
努力去玩。
Make a point to read more books.
下一個決心咧係睇多啲書。
Make it your aim to pick up a foreign language.
同埋咧定一個目標咧，學一種外語。
And in the Church of God, let us apply ourselves to learning more about the Bible with the aim to gain insight into God's mind.
喺一個神嘅教會裏面，我哋咧一齊咧要多啲去學聖經。目的咧就係要想明白了解神嘅心意。
We need to gain insight into God's plan for mankind.
我哋係必須要明白神對人類嘅計劃。
And if you can travel, but travel with God's insight.
如果你可以嘅話，去旅遊，但係旅遊嘅時候要存住有屬神嘅嗰種洞察力。
Go meet the local people, talk to them, listen to their stories.
去認識當地嘅人，同佢哋接觸傾偈，去聽佢哋講下故事。
Widen your horizon，
嚟到讓你嘅思想擴闊。
And in the church, maybe we can travel in another way. That is to watch quality films together.
而我哋整體教會咩？或者我哋都可以去用另一種方式去旅遊，就係咧要一齊睇一啲好嘅電影。
And after a good film, we can discuss the film and learn, gain insight.
要睇完一啲好嘅電影嘅時候，可以去討論，從中去學習，去得到洞見。
Put all this together, the Church of God will grow.
將呢啲所有嘅元素加埋一齊嘅時候，神嘅教會就會成長。